Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Muncie Central High School. This is the curriculum right here, Muncie Central. They also play basketball here, Muncie Central Clubhouse. The boys basketball's finest play in the gym. For games happening today. Mention those in a moment. Will Mel, we'll mention to you. We welcome you to today's education-based school varsity boys basketball game. The Tipton Blue Devils, Delta Eagles. Internet radio broadcast is made possible by audiosportsonline.net. KSO, that's Robbie Kendall, providing internet radio access for puttingsports.com in 2008. Thank you for tuning in. We'll mention both teams for respective sides of the court, taking shots at their leisure. Get ready for a basketball game. We'll mention a little bit about school. We'll mention a little bit about the Tipton Blue Devils. Tipton Blue Devils basketball, we'll mention. They have a school enrollment of 454. Class 2A, sectional 39. There are seven in their sectional. Their sectional will take place at Tipton High School. Their sectional is the Tipton Blue Devils. They're currently 4 wins, 0 losses. Led by the Eastern Comets. Taylor Titans, they're 4-2. Bruins, they're 2-2. Wood Panthers, 2-3. Western Grand Argyles are 2-2. Put up by the Eastbrook Panthers. Mention the principal at Tipton High School, Craig Leach. Athletic director is Corey Fernung. Middle school athletic director, Blake Weddle. Trainer is Burke Emmert. Mention Tipton High School is located 619 South Main Street in Indiana, 46072. Dial them up by telephone at 765-675-7431. The web, you can find them at tipton6.com. They wear the colors blue and white. Perform in the Hoosier Conference. They are in the East Division. We'll mention the East Division from top to finish right now, point of the season. If it's finished today, it'd be Tipton, Western, Hamilton Heights, Northwestern. The West Division has yet to play at West Division foe. We'll mention that's Western. Yeah, check that. It's West Lafayette from start to finish. If the game, if the season ended today, which it is going to end today, we know that. West Lafayette, Central Catholic, Central, Hillier Central, Twin Lakes. The Tipton Blue Devils are currently 4 wins, 0 losses. As mentioned, they've not played. I take that back. They are 1-0 versus the East Division, and they defeated Western as recently. We'll mention that was last night. We'll mention the Tipton Blue Devils. They have an average. This is an average in four games. Average 60.3 points offensively, and they give up only 38.7. Both these teams are very close in those categories. We'll talk about the Delta Eagles here in a second. We'll mention the head coach, Tipton Blue Devils, is Cliff Hawkins. We'll mention his record is in 5 years. It's this year current right now, 68-33 at Tipton High School. We're all 565 wins, 192 losses, working in year number 43. We spoke with Coach Cliff Hawkins last night after the ball game. Tune in to last night's game versus Western and hear what Coach Hawkins had to say. Quite a diligent man. We'll also mention the next game on the agenda. The Blue Devils going to happen next Saturday. So they get a week off. They'll play next Saturday, 7 days away on December 16th. It's going to be a 2:30 start for the JV, a 4 o'clock start for the varsity. Covenant Christian will be at Tipton. Covenant Christian got the win a year ago. Let's see if Tipton can come back from that time. We'll talk a little bit about the Delta Eagles. Delta Eagles, we'll mention, they have a school enrollment of 783. They're class 3A, sectional 24. There are seven in their sectional. In their sectional, it'll happen at Newcastle High School. Their sectional is the Delta Eagles. They're currently 4 wins, 0 losses. The Newcastle Trojans, they're 2-2. A County Patriots, 2-2. Frankton Eagles, they're 4-1. Followed up by Yorktown, 1-2. Centerville and Hamilton Heights. We'll mention the principal at Delta High School, Chris Conley. Athletic director is Tillman Clark. The administrative assistant is Rhonda Donham. Remind you, Delta High School is located 400 East, State Road 28, in Muncie, Indiana, where we're at right now. Mention 47303. The web, the Delta Eagles, you can capture them at DeltaEaglesAthletics.com. They wear the collars, navy, gold, and white. Perform in the Hoosier Heritage. There are 8 teams. Hoosier Heritage Conference. I'll mention all teams yet to play a conference game. How they stack up right now. They're 4-0. We're going to mention Greenfield. Greenfield, Central. For them is Shelbyville, then New Palestine, Parktown, Castle, Mount Vernon, and Pendleton Heights. As mentioned, the Delta Eagles are currently 4 wins, 0 losses. We'll let you know, offensively, average 62.5 points per ball game. That's in 4 games. They give up an average of 40 points. Pretty much same right there for both sides. This should be a good ball game. Also mentioned, Delta Eagles head coach, Mark Detweiler. Detweiler, he's 116 wins, 9 losses. In year number 7 at Delta High School. For all, he's a 26-year varsity head coach. 151 wins, 132 losses. Also mentioned, their next game on their agenda, they're going to happen next Friday night, December 15th, 6 o'clock JV, 7:30 varsity. Delta Eagles will travel. Jay County do battle with the Patriots. They're working it right now on the clock. We're under a minute. Getting ready for the starting lineup. I'm guessing they played the anthem for the first game. They may not play it again, but that's okay. Everybody knows the national anthem and what it stands for. 3 seconds left on a countdown. Talk about the Associated Press Class 2A rankings here in a little bit. At halftime, talk about the Associated Press Class 2A and Class 3A here in my hands. We'll talk about them. They were tabulated on December 5th, earlier this week. I'm 20 seconds and a countdown. Blue Devils, where the white uniforms are going to be the home team on the scoreboard. Devils, white uniforms, blue numerals. The Eagles are going to wear the gold uniforms, completely gold. The yellow tone, we'll call them gold. And that's what the officials will call them. The officials address each team with one syllable words. So they'll call them gold, I'm pretty sure. I'm going to announce the starting lineups here momentarily. I think address doing a fine job. We get addressed right here with a strong voice. And I'm getting ready to talk about the starting lineups. Both teams have their cheer crews here. So both of them here on hand. And we'll mention, we'll start from the Delta Eagles. They'll start like this. Delta Eagles going to start with number 1. He's a 6'4" senior, Damari Hood, averaging 15 points a game. Wearing number 3, 5'11", he's a senior, 10.7 a game. That's Caden Bond. Also starting tonight, wearing number 23, at Jackson Ward, 6'3" senior. And they're working from there. And also starting tonight is number 20, Jaden Fernie, 5'11" senior. And also starting tonight, for the Delta Eagles, number 3, Caden Bond. And starting for the Blue Devils, they're going to start like this. Go with Sam Quigley. He'll wear number 5, Sam Quigley, a 6'2" junior. Also, Nolan Swan wears number 11. He's a 6'1" senior. So starting on the floor, number 3, that's Grady Carpenter. Here, number 3, Grady Carpenter, a 6'6" junior. So on the floor is number 23, Jackson Money. Jackson Money gets a start tonight. He's a 6' senior, averaging 11.5 points per game. We're going to talk about it right now in the huddle. They're the Blue Devils. Final potential starter for the Blue Devils tonight going to be number 12, 6'4" senior Ryan Tracy. Going to start him up right there. You may hear that it's starting up in the Rolling Stones in 5 with the NFL for kickoff. Here we go. Going to chop it up right now. The toss. Oh, it's going to be tipped to the backcourt here by Grady Carpenter. Picked up there by Nolan Swan. He got stopped. Nolan Swan on the dribble behind the arc. Back to Grady Carpenter. Carpenter on the dribble. Outside, they're working to Tim Quigley, moving to the left side. Working in Jackson Money free throw line. Go to the corner with it, Ryan Tracy. Ryan Tracy back outside, Grady Carpenter. Carpenter on the dribble, he'll work at left side. 23, Jackson Money. Long three-point shot, Nolan Swan. Three-point shot, good. At the contest, tipped in front. Front court with the basketball, the Eagles. But the Eagles crossover, working right there, that's number 10, Johnny Manor. Johnny Manor, there's pass to the corner. They're working down low. Going to be tipped away. Good defensive pressure. Sit out of bounds. That's Ryan Tracy. And he get a low to 23, Jackson Wars. They're going to inbound the basketball left of the bucket. It's going to be brought in right here, number 20. That's Jaden Fernie. Ball pass behind the three-point line. Dribble out here. Crossover in the paint. Off the glass. Two-point bucket. Number 3, Caden Bond. Bond for 2 with the 3-2 ball game. Working at the left side, Grady Carpenter. Trying to break the press. They will with the pass for Swan. Cross-court pass, Grady Carpenter. They'll find Jackson Money underneath the basket. Reverse layup, 2 points. Jackson Money at 2 contest. Billy Golan, 6:48 on the game clock. We're in the first quarter. Muncie Central. Clubhouse. Out top of the basketball. They're going to bounce it down low. They go off the glass. Back cut right there. Credit the bucket. Keaton Bond. Bond's got 4 points. He's 4 contests. We're going to back and forth. Taking the press, Sam Quigley. Crossing the timeline, bouncing it. In the front court, Carpenter from the corner, Ryan Tracy. And Tracy's shot would go. Rebound out of there. Up to Eagles, going back the other direction. It's going to be an offensive foul. Went to distance. When they go in the paint, wanted to shoot a layup. Setting up for the charge right there, Nolan Swan. The foul's going to be whistled. Found the contest. That's number 1, Damari Hood. Bray Hood, 6'4" inch senior. So they're working in the front court. Nolan Swan. They're working down low. They're working in the paint. Ryan Tracy to the corner. Quigley. Sam Quigley rims off. Wouldn't go from 3-point land. The direction to Eagles. The dribble in the paint. They're going to go baseline. Sign in the paint. It's going to be a block shot. They're going to call it spontaneous. In the block, the shot, and Ryan Tracy locked it up. It's going to be an alternate possession arrow. The ball back to Delta Eagles, right of the bucket on the baseline. Going to get it in. And the arc, find the three-point arc. Dribble, back pedal dribble, Damari Hood. Back to point guard, right there in the center circle. Number 10, Johnny Manor. Work it back around. Johnny Manor back out top with the basketball. He'll dribble, he'll bounce it. Right elbow. They're working down low to go off the glass. 2-point bucket good. Again, it's number 1, Damari Hood. 6-5 contest. The Eagles by 1. In the front court with the basketball. Jackson Money. 11, Nolan Swan straight out top. Being guarded close to there by Jaden Fernie. In a right side with the basketball. They're working down low. He's open. At 23, Jackson Money. And another assist from Grady Carpenter. He's got 8.8. Which assist ball game. They're working across the timeline. To the corner. Here, number 3, Caden Bond. They're working back out top. Looking to the right side. He'll take the basketball. If you work it left side, the dribble. Piddle dribble. That's number 10, Johnny Manor. Johnny Manor in the center circle. Work a screen right here out top. Johnny Manor looking for some direction. You know, bounce it out top. Ari Hood. Free Hood on the dribble. For the hesitation dribble, he'll hand off. 3, Caden Bond. To call an offensive foul. Once again, Caden Bond driving the lane. They have to draw the charge. Blue Devils going to get the ball back. They'll bring it the distance. 84 feet, baseline to baseline. I brought in Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan going to back and forth with Ryan Tracy. Crossing the sideline, Nolan Swan. They'll go to the corner with it. 3-point shot wouldn't go for Jackson Money. Follow-up is good. Grady Carpenter for 2. 9-6 contest, Blue Devils, I see, in the front court with the basketball. A bounce pass left side. 3-point shot from the corner. Shot wouldn't go. Shot taken there by Kamari Hood. Down Blue Devils crossing the timeline. Noah Swan gonna be a steal. Gonna go coast to coast. He'll get a bucket. And Noah Swan gonna have to kind of possess a contest there. Not much contest. Hell, 11. Noah Swan commits the foul. Gonna be a possible 3-point play. He'll go to the stripe. Kamari Hood. They're gonna go with Delta Eagles. Have a substitution. It's gonna be number 4, Bronson Edwards. So 3-point play opportunity, rims off, wouldn't go. Rebound, Grady Carpenter. So in the ball game, Delta Eagles go all the way to the bucket. And get a revolution of the rim, drops in, left-handed layup. Grady Carpenter. Got to get those guys in the game. Right here is number 5, that's Jordan Fernie. 1, the sophomore. He's going to be stolen in the front court of the work the distance. Noah Swan, hard pass, difficult pass to handle. By the Bales Jackson Money. Quite get it. Going back the other direction. To Eagles, crossing the timeline. Dribble right side, going to hand off. Gordon Fernie with the basketball. Working out left side. That's Kamari Hood. Working back, that's number 4 in the ballgame. Bronson Edwards. Back his way down right there is Jordan Fernie. He'll go off the glass. 2-point bucket is good. 11-10 contest, 1-point advantage. The Blue Devils across the timeline. Grady Carpenter, he'll work at right side. Around the bucket right here, we're now top of the circle. Let's see him quickly dribbling in. It's going to be Jackson Money. Going to be a block shot right here in the paint. He's going to stay in the front court with the Blue Devils. Devils going to bring the ball in. It's going to be his left. Stay right of the bucket. It's going to be brought in right there by Grady Carpenter. Toss it in deep behind point line to Ryan Tracy, back to Carpenter. Carpenter on the dribble, back pedal dribble, and work his way there and into the center circle. 2:49 left here in the quarter. Bounce it right side, Noah Swan. Noah Swan in a spin move. He's going to pop a shot, about a 12-footer. Might have been 14, 2-point bucket good. Noah Swan, 13-10. Devils by 3. Ball's in the front court, on the dribble, he'll bring it back out. That's Damari Hood. Sit out near the center circle right here. The basketball, that's Johnny Manor, number 10. Bring it back to Damari Hood. Now Manor, he'll go right side, he'll dribble in. He's trying to go baseline. He's shut off by Ryan Tracy. Working left side, now out top of the circle. Damari Hood. But through the legs, he'll go in and go left, right-handed layup off the glass. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Ryan Tracy from the Blue Devils. Front court, Grady Carpenter. To the corner, Jackson Money. Jackson Money has rimmed out from 3-point land. Wouldn't go. Found out of here, Delta. It's 3, Jackson Ward. Traveling violation in the front court. Delta Eagles going to give the ball back to the Blue Devils. Playing in from side court. Substitution. Delta Eagles going to stand in number 32, Caleb Jones. 6'4" senior. So they're going to hold the game up here for a moment. Playing in, Spidell is going to check in. Get a breather for the Blue Devils is number 5, Sam Quigley. He brought in the backcourt, going to bring it to the front court. Grady Carpenter. Carpenter on the dribble. Bounce it right side. Pass the money to work it outside the paint. Lane at Spidell. Pass is stolen, going the distance. The layup, going to be a finger roll over the rim. Credit the bucket, Damari Hood. 15-12, Blue Devils by 1. Minute and a half left here in the first quarter. Crossing the timeline is Ian Tracy. And Tracy on the dribble. Top wing right here, Jackson Money. Dribble around and take a shot just inside the 3-point stripe. Point bucket good for Jackson Money. 15-12 contest, 3-point advantage. Blue Devils. And out top with the basketball on the dribble. Honey Manor. Fish off, 3-point shot on the way and good. That's number 5, Jordan Fernie. Jordan Fernie, his first. Point shot to my recollection. I should mention them. I have 3 game stats they played 4. Back around, they go back door. Landon Spidell. Let's go to the corner. The right side out top, Grady Carpenter. Carpenter short off the rim, wouldn't go. And Spidell trying to rebound the basketball. Going to tip it. Go out of bounds. It's going to belong to the Delta Eagles. In the ballgame for the Blue Devils, going to be number 4, Davin Hare. In a breather is number 12, Ryan Tracy. 3 seconds left. Quarter, 15-15. Crossing the timeline to Eagles, Johnny Manor. Now some directions. He's in the center circle now. 3 seconds left. Side the arc, thinking about a shot. He just nailed a 3. He'll dribble in. Put in the paint right there. 2-point bucket. Going to be scored. It's number 32, Caleb Jones. 17-15. Delta Eagles by 2. Up to the timeline with the basketball. D. Carpenter. Todd Jackson Money. Bring it down low. Davin Hare. Bring it back out. Carpenter. 5 seconds left. Carpenter on the approach. Go left side. Jackson Money going to shoot a 3. Short off the mark. Where'd he go? The end of 1 quarter of play. The Eagles 17, then Blue Devils 15. We do thank you for tuning in. I mentioned put me in sports.com and varsity sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Ball in the spring, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Ball in the fall with the Tipton Blue Devils. Ball in the winter, then Blue Devil basketball, Thompson Heights. Lady basketball, Lady Huskies. They're calling it out right now. They're taking a 60-second timeout. Do appreciate you tuning in. Will mention, happening tonight. I'm ready to tip off about 55 minutes away. Inaugural NBA season tournament. Tonight, for the feature, final game, Indiana Pacers and the L.A. Lakers. L.A. Lakers featuring LeBron James. That game's going to start at 8:30 p.m. tonight. Right here, right now, if you're on hand, just need a good ball game. If you're at home, you can watch both. Listen to one, watch one. Right now, they're going to inbound the basketball. He brought in adjacent to the scores bench. He brought in half court by Nolan Swan. Alternate possession arrow. Was one tie-up. It was a simultaneous possession on a block shot. First quarter. Blue Devils got the opening tip. They're in the front court now. Grady Carpenter. To the left side, Davin Hare. Hare out top to Sam Quigley. They're going to go right side, Grady Carpenter. Stay close to right there, Jordan Furnace. Top working the basketball, Nolan Swan. He'll dribble the paint. Swan couldn't get the bucket. Short along off the rim. Rebound out of there. Get it in the front court. That's 20, Jaden Furnace. Dished off. He's going to hand off. That's number 3, Bond. Working out point guarding, go baseline. Playing his body up, playing good D. Keep him in the play right there. Turnaround jumper, wouldn't go, had a short off the rim. Delta, that shot taken by Jaden Furney, a senior. And back the other direction, another senior, Nolan Swan. Then left side, number 5, Tim Quigley. Quigley on the dribble, he'll cross over. Got the dribble, gets to Swan. Swan's going to dribble in, take a shot inside the paint. Rims out, when he go, rebound, Davin Hare. Here, bounce pass, Quigley. Going to be picked up, going the other direction. Point guard, Johnny Manor. Going to go baseline. Try to float it in. Going to be tipped out of his hand. Get the ball back. 2 shots in the paint. He's dead eater. Rebound his own shot. That's 32, Caleb Jones. The Delta Eagles. At pedal dribble. Going to call out some instructions. The right side, Jordan Furney. He out top hesitation dribble. Get left side to go to the corner with it. Once again, Johnny Manor. Enter on the dribble. They'll go opposite corner. The baseline. He'll bring the ball back out. That's 3. Caden Bond. Bring the ball back out. Center circle. They'll reset the offense. Number 5, Jordan Furney. On the dribble. They'll pick up a screen. Going to use it. That's Johnny Manor. He's going to kick it back out. 3-point shot on the way. Wouldn't go. Now secured by Nolan Swan. 3-point shot. Wouldn't go, going back the other direction. That shot taken by 20 from Furney. Front court, Grady Carpenter. The dribble. Cross through the leg there. He'll dribble the lane. 6'6" to go off the glass. Didn't get the shot. He got fouled in the act of shooting. He'll shoot 2. Tough situation. Back zeros. We'll mention that's the first foul here in the second quarter. Whistle on Delta. 52 left here in the first half. Second quarter, first shot wouldn't go. We'll mention in the ball game, Well, the Blue Devils are going to be Ryan Tracy, Jackson Money taking a breather is Landon Seidel, and Gavin Hare. In the ball game, number one, Damari Hood, low on the other post, 23. Jackson Worth. Kenny Carpenter nails the back end of a two-shot foul. It's 48 on the game clock, 17-16, also by one. To the left side with the basketball, 20, Jaden Fernie. Out top, three-point shot on the way, rims off. Couldn't go, shot taken by Damari Hood. Rebound out of there, credit the board, Jordan Fernie. Get down low, just outside the paint, he'll dribble in. They're going to whistle a foul. Hard to the hoop right there, that was 23. Jackson Ward, 6'3". Senior, he's going to go to strike, he's going to shoot two. That foul's whistled on Eddie Carpenter. Grady has one. First shot up, short off the rim, going to get way over the rim. That goes in. 18-16, Delta by two. Back at the free throw line, he'll rim around again and get both of them. Yeah, that's 23, Jackson Ward. 18-16, Delta by three. The timeline, ball's in the front court. D. Carpenter works on the left side. Ryan Tracy back out top. Pull out top, Grady Carpenter. He's going to work his way in, a spin move in the paint. He'll take a jump shot. Shot in the paint, wouldn't go. Rebound out there, going the other direction. Find Damari Hood. Not sure if he was established in the front court. They threw it back. And I might not have got that call, but they'll get a traveling violation in front of the Blue Devils bench. Jackson Money going to bring the ball in here to the left, right in front of the coaches. Tipped it. So they're going to bring it in. Puts it in. It's number three, Grady Carpenter on the dribble. He'll bring it to the timeline. Walk pace. Look at right side. Finish off right there. That's number five, Sam Quigley. Bounce pass back out top. Working it right here to Grady Carpenter. Going to be a bounce pass. Going to be tipped away and stolen by the Delta Eagles. The timeline with the basketball, Caden Bond. Bond out top. Put the ball around Damari Hood. Now back out top near the center circle, Johnny Manor. Working left side to the corner baseline. Three-point shot good. Credit the bucket. Number five, Jordan Fernie. 22-16. Delta Eagles by six. In the front court. They're going to work it out top. Top Jackson Money. He'll dribble right. He'll hand off. Grady Carpenter. They're being guarded there by Jordan Fernie. Working back out top, Sam Quigley. Quigley on the dribble. He'll go left hand. He'll work it back into paint. Kick it to the corner. There on the dribble, Ryan Tracy. Ryan Tracy lost the handle. It was tipped away back the other direction. Damari Hood. Damari Hood. Absorb a foul. Jackson Money tried to set up to draw the charge. They call it this time. They call it a blocking foul. It's going to be on Jackson Money. He'll pick up his first foul in the ball game. To the foul side, going to be number one, Damari Hood. First shot on the way, Damari Hood rims off, wouldn't go. Damari Hood, he shoots 83% at the stripe. With my notes, 16 for 19. They'll get one more. 4:02 left here in the second quarter. Second shot, rims off, wouldn't go. Rebound, Grady Carpenter. Working left side, crossing the timeline, 6'4", Ryan Tracy. Get back out top, Sam Quigley. The right side, Jackson Money, working against him is Damari Hood. Some money dribbles the paint, kicks it back out. Full Swan, free throw line, shoots it, 2 points. Before shot good for Jack, for Nolan Swan. 22-18, a 4-point advantage. Delta going to work his way in. Defense was good, that was Ryan Tracy. He get the shot, that was Jackson Wars back the other direction. Now from Nolan Swan and Finn move into paint. Turnaround jumper, wouldn't go, rims off. Down out there, going back the other direction, Caden Bond. Caden Bond going to dribble the paint. They're kicking back out. Three-point effort, good. Wouldn't go, that was Johnny Manor. That's a rebound, that's number 23, Jackson Money. Then going to call a timeout. 30-second timeout, 3:12 left. The second quarter, we're nearing halftime. It's 22. Delta front. We'll mention this game is in part brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. 321 real estate agent and a real estate broker. You're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent to Lisa. Texas Coach Bear has more than 20-plus years' experience while serving people with the utmost professionalism. You can contact Lisa at 317-513-086. That's 317-513-406. So they're going to inbound the basketball. It's going to be brought in right here, right in the bucket on the baseline, brought in by Tracy. And Tracy gets the ball back from Jackson Money. She crosses the timeline on the dribble. Look at that top stationary dribble. We're going to get him as 23, Jackson Ward. Top Sam Quigley. And he works it to Drady Carpenter. Put her on the dribble. Out top of the circle. But to go down low, nobody there to pass off to Nolan Swan. Swan on the dribble. Gets him as Caden. They're Caden Bond. They're working back to Grady Carpenter. Put her behind the arc. They're working down low, Sam Quigley. Quigley turns around outside the paint. Tracy. That's Ryan Tracy. Back to Quigley. 3-point shot in the air. Good. That's number 3, Grady Carpenter. Left of center. 22-21. Goes by 1. Across the timeline and off pace. That's number 10, Donnie Mayer. Working against him is Sam Quigley. To the left side, 3-point shot in the air. Where'd it go? That shot taken by Jordan Fernie. Rebound bounces out. Shoot right there by Damari Hood. And a rebound putback, Jordan Fernie. 2-point bucket. Stop the game right here momentarily. Conversation. The court. A substitution. Check in for the Delta Eagles. The Eagles going to check in with number 4, Bronson Edwards. 6'2" junior. Ball brought in backcourt. Brian Tracy. A junior working left side. Sam Quigley. The sideline. Delta Eagles bench. He'll work it back around. Straight out top. Deep. Center circle is Grady Carpenter. Look at right side, Sam Quigley. Back out top, Jackson Money. Left side, behind the arc, Grady Carpenter. But they're working right there. Ball's going to go out of bounds, and they're going to say the ball was goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Blue Devils. 24-21. 1:35 left here in the second quarter. To the timeline on the dribble is Johnny Manor. Working left side, back to Manor. They're working left side. Around the perimeter, Damari Hood. That's the man or being guarded there by Jackson Money. Work it in. And Damari Hood tried to go to the corner with it. A swift pass. The fingertips of 3. Caden Bond goes out of bounds. Going to belong to the Blue Devils. Checking back in the ballgame for the Blue Devils. Number 4, that's Gavin Hare. And Hare going to give a breather to 5 Sam Quigley. 1:19 left here in the second quarter. Ball brought in. Swan gets the ball back. Brian Tracy. Nolan Swan going to cross the timeline. Going to hit Caden Bond. Working left side, Grady Carpenter. He's going to dribble the paint. Step. Going to be block shot. Got a little bit of that block shot that Damari Hood. Back the other direction. Not going to go in the paint. There's a layup. Where to go for Damari Hood. They go back the other direction. Grady Carpenter. Down low. And Gavin Hare. Gavin Hare for 2. The assist going to Grady Carpenter. Back out top with the basketball. We go right side, number 4. That's Bronson Edwards. Back out top, center circle. He'll reset the offense. Pass to the left side, touching the hands briefly. Caden Bond. Back out center circle. Number 10, that's Johnny Manor. Under a minute, 30 seconds left in the quarter. Top to Eagles, looking for maybe the last shot or an absolute. 24-23. To Eagles by 1. 15 seconds left. Top of the basketball. He'll hold the basketball right there. Not contested. The defender is Swan. He's at top of the circle. He's going to approach. And now 5 seconds. Behind the 3-point strike. He's going to dribble in. He'll take an off-balance shot. Wouldn't go. That was Damari Hood. He might have been looking for a foul. No foul called. And we'll go to halftime. And score here. Muncie Central, the Eagles 24, Tipton Blue Devils 23. We do appreciate you tuning in. We'll miss you. Game is in part being brought to you by Tim Dandy. Tim Dandy Restaurant. Good food, good friends, good times. Tim Dandy Restaurant, they strive to please you with each and every visit. Whether it's that first cup of coffee to that first three-point shot. Jim Dandy Restaurant, they put all of their guests first. Matter which team leading on the scoreboard. Tip Noblesville Jim Dandy Restaurant, always looking forward, taking each visit. Feel like you're enjoying a home-cooked meal. Remember, food, it's friends in good times, not away. Jim Dandy Menu is calling your name. Also bringing you tonight's ball game is Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals will mention yourself looking for that dependable moving truck rental company. High quality choice isn't far away. Call Indiana Express Rentals, the south edge of Noblesville, right there in Noblesville, Indiana, 1708 South Street. Simply call them at 317-773-4800. Again, that number is 317-773-4800. Have up to 26-foot box trucks available. And the truck with the top lift can sure come in handy. That's Indiana Express Rentals. Hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Find Dirk. Dirk will be there for you. He'll usher you around the yard. Find that truck you want. Could be a Penske. Penske Truck Rentals. Ain't Penske alone. It's a possible concern away from any travel. So they nailed it. Shot right there as you heard the eruption. Congratulations. He might be 12, 14 years old. Wow. So I will also mention a little bit about the Associated Press. Talk about the Associated Press last 2A rankings. First, we'll talk about top 21. This has been tabulated December 5th. And I will mention that number one, week, it's Wapahani Raiders, 3 wins, 0 losses. They're class 2A, sectional 40. Number two, it's Blackhawk Christian, or the Braves, 1-1, sectional 37. Number three, it's Brownstown Central, the Braves, 3-1, sectional 46. Number four, it's the Tipton Blue Devils. The Blue Devils, just 3 wins, no losses. I take that back. A friend O, the last night they defeated Division foe, Western Panthers. Devils are currently, no, they're class 2A, sectional 39. Number five is Linton Stockton. Linton Stockton Miners, the athletic school out of sports. They're 1-0 and the two are class 2A, sectional 47. Number six is Southwestern. Rebels, they're out of Hanover. 3-0 and they're class 2A, sectional 46. Number seven is Manchester Flyers. You know, they're sectional in class 2A. Number eight is Providence Pioneers, 2-1 in class 2A, sectional 46. Number nine is North Judson, the Blue Jays, 2-0, they're sectional 54. Number 10, Wayne Lures, they're the Knights, 2A, sectional 37, they're 2-0. At number 11, there are three teams, and at number 11, of them is Paoli Rams, 2-0, sectional 47. At number 11 also is Derry 21st Century Cougars, 20-2, they're sectional 33. Number 11 also is Sullivan, they're the Golden Arrows, 3-1, sectional 47. And at 14th place this week, at 2A ranked, the Eastern Hancock Royals, 2-1, 2A, sectional 42. Number 15 is Adams Central. Adams Central and Jets had a fine football season. Coming down here as 15 without a game played. They are athletic. They're class 2A, sectional 37. Number 16 is Triton Central, the Tigers. Numbers are 3-1. 2A, sectional 30. Excuse me, sectional 42. And we'll also mention at number 17, Tudor Panthers, 1-1, sectional 43. For 18, Bowman Academy, Eagles, they're 3-4, at 2A, sectional 33. For 19, Park Heritage, are the Wolves, CN1 to a sectional 44. Number 20, there are two teams tied at number 20. Wind out the list at Forest Park Rangers, 3-0, sectional 48. And also in sectional 48 at number 20, Al Spencer, the Rebels, from down here at 1-2. Do appreciate you tuning in. We'll mention game is in part brought to you by AGM Auto. AGM Auto, Arcadia. You're looking for that good mechanic. No further. AGM Auto can be that good mechanic you're looking for. At AGM Auto, they do everything under the hood. Along with your new tires, complete engine tune-ups, your routine oil changes, extend longevity of your automobile. GM Auto, they welcome you. GM Auto, they are located. Just moved. They're located since about March. I'm located at 6660 East, 166th Street. Open daily Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. GM Auto also restores classic cars and trucks. Reach them at 317-984-5283. That's 317-984-5283. AGM Auto. Also bringing you tonight's ballgame, Hope Jewelers. Jewelers, very intimidating. Making precious times made for precious moments. Hope Jewelers, there to meet your every special need. A field of diamonds, gold and silver, etc. Spin and visit Jewelers in downtown Tipton. Next to the Diana Theater, 35 Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by phone by dialing 765-759-720. And that's 765-675-9720. Jewelers, they're open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30. Open Saturday, 9:30 to, that's Jewelers in Tipton. 2:26 left. Intermission, we'll talk a little bit about the Class A. It's finished right here. Top 19 Associated Press ranking. September 5th tabulation. Number 1, Darren Catholic, Golden Eagles. Number 0, Class 3A, Sectional 27. At number 2, Hattiesburg Warriors, 4-0, 3A, Sectional 30. Number 3, it's the Northwood Panthers. They know games. They have a good football season. And we'll mention, right here, Coach Andrews does a fine job. Mention it's Class 3A, Sectional 20. Number 4, it's Delta Eagles. Win, 0 losses. They're Class 3A, Sectional 24. Number 5, Heritage Hill Patriots, 3-0, Class 3A, Sectional 31. At number 6, Pittsburgh Pirates, 1-0, Class 3A, Sectional 29. At number 7, it's the Brabuff Jesuit Braves, 2-1, 3A school, Class, let's just say, Sectional 27. At number 8, it's Danville Warriors, 3-0, Class 3A, Sectional 25. Number 9, South Bend St. Joseph, 2-1, Class 3A, Sectional 19. Number 10, Over Creek. The Dragons are 4-0, 3A, Sectional 30. At number 11, it's Mishawaka Marion. They're the Knights. 9-3, Class 3A, Sectional 19. Number 12, the South Bend Washington Panthers. 10-1, Class 3A, Sectional 19. Number 13, Evansville Memorial. 1-0, Class 3A, Sectional 32. Number 14, North Davies, the Cougars. The 3-1, Class 3A, Sectional 31. At number 15, Norwell Knights. Well, Knights, the 3-1, Class 3A, Sectional 23. Number 16, Peru Tigers. 1-1, Sectional number 23. Also mentioned at number 17, the Hammond Soul Warriors. They're 4-0, Class 3A, Sectional 17. The team's tied at number 18. Team is Heritage Christian Eagles, 1-0. And at the time this poll was taken, Class 3A, Sectional 27. Number 18 is Batesville Bulldogs. And one, Class 3A, Sectional 29. And inbound the basketball. Court belongs to the Eagles. This is it to the backcourt. Number 10, Johnny Manor. To the left side, Caden Bond. Back out to Manor. Now back to Bond behind the arc. He'll be working the zone right there for the Blue Devils. back out top, Caden Mayer. Working at Caden Bond, I should say, and working the left side and back right side with the basketball and the dribbler back out for 20, Jason Ferney, Damari Hood, Captain Manor to go the corner with it. They're working back around, Caden Bond behind the arc. The dribbler, that's number 20, Jason Ferney. Damari Hood going to dish off. Hood gets the ball back. He'll try a three-point shot. Rims out, wouldn't go. Rebound. Owen Swan for the Blue Devils. Back the other direction. Pass it down low. It'll be stopped right there. Picked up by Tracy. 3-point shot in the air. Sidney Carpenter rims down long. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Secured there by Sam Quigley. Going to be a whistle. A blocking foul in the front court. Blue Devils going to take the ball in out of bounds. They're going to whistle this foul on Manor. Johnny Manor has won. That's first team foul here in the third quarter. Either way, Jackson Money. Bring it back left side, 3-point shot in the air. Rims around, wouldn't go. That's Sam Quigley. Rebound, Nolan Swan. On the rebound down just outside the paint on the baseline. He'll get fouled. Was not shooting. Bring the ball in right of the bucket on the baseline. It's going to be brought in the front court. Jackson Money. Going to work it in. Grady Carpenter. Carpenter working against Damari Hood. The left side of the basketball. Jackson Money back to Nolan. Nolan's going to go in off the glass. 2-point shot right there left side of the lane. 2-point bucket. It's 25-24. Blue Devils by one. It's in the front court. They're working to the corner. Damari Hood. They're working back out top with the basketball. Johnny Manor. Working right side to Caden Bond. Caden Bond going to move it around the perimeter. They get it back to Manor. He'll try a 3-point shot behind the arc. Shot wouldn't go. That didn't get iron, and Grady Carpenter was right there to retrieve it. Probably Grady Carpenter looking for that ball to hit some iron or some twine. Goes out of bounds off the hands. Grady Carpenter going to belong to the Delta Eagles. In the ball game, number 5, Jordan Ferney. Working in, bring the ball in, Ryan Tracy. A stolen pass right here. Tracy tips it away, picked up by Grady Carpenter. Front court, Nolan Swan, they go off the glass. Right-handed layup, left side of the glass, 2-point bucket. Nolan Swan is 27-24, 3-point advantage. The Blue Devils. Out top of the basketball on the dribble is Caden Bond. Side the paint, working left side behind the arc. In the back, 3-point shot in the air, good. Spread the bucket, that's number 20, Jaden Ferney. Ferney hits the 3-point shot, ties the ball game at 27. Timeout. The floor. I will mention, this game is in part being brought to you by Cinco de Mayo. The Mayo Mexican Restaurant. They're located 100 West Main Street, Cadia, Indiana, 46030. They're open for lunch, 10 p.m. And enjoy multiple big screen television as you dine in. Give them a call at 317-984-5005. And that's 317-984-5005. Call ahead. You can get carry out. Mention their guest east, the railroad tracks, downtown Arcadia. Cinco de Mayo, Chicken Restaurant. The cheerleaders working from the floor right here. They're working sessions. First horn. 45 second horn. Pretty good venue right here, and that's to say the least. I think I read 6,500. 6,500 capacity. What a facility right here at Muncie. We're going to bring it in from the backcourt. Brought in by Nolan Swan. Cross in. Bounce pass. Ryan Tracy. Is he going to try to bring it to the timeline? He will. Work at the left side. He gives the basketball to Jackson Money. Get outside the arc. Grady Carpenter on the dribble. Grady Carpenter going to go between the legs, go out top. He's going to backpedal. To the left side, Sam Quigley. Bring it back around, Ryan Tracy. Now Nolan Swan going to dribble in. Fast pass to Grady. Grady going to drive the lane, kick it back out. 3-point shot in the air. Good. Credit to bucket. Nolan Swan just left of center. 27, Blue Devils by 3. Up in the front court, Caden Bond. Bring it right side, Jaden Ferney. He gets the ball back from Bond. They're going to toss it back and forth. They're working free throw line. 14-foot jumper. Rims out. Shot taken there by Delta Eagle. 23, Jackson Ward. Back to the direction, Grady Carpenter. For the lane or go off the glass. Couldn't get the bucket. He earned the foul in the paint. He'll shoot two. They're going to whistle this foul of Jamari Hood. He wears number one. He picks up his second foul here in the ball game. That's three in the first, I should say, the third quarter. And Grady Carpenter will step back to the stride. Couldn't get the first one. 30-27. Grady Carpenter on the season. He's working on those free throws. He's above 60%. And one rims out, one go. Rebound out of there. Goal by 23, Jackson Ward. The other direction. The paint is working around the perimeter. We're going to have top to the basketball. Going to dribble in to the corner. Caden Bond. Bond going to dribble in. Bounce it down low. 2-point bucket. Good. Bond with the assist. Grab the bucket. 23, Jackson Ward. That's the timeline. And Tracy. Halfway over to right side. Sam Quigley. Quigley going to work it back out top. They'll reset the offense. Guarding him loosely is Jaden Ferney. The right side of the basketball, Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan going to absorb a holding penalty. They're going to whistle a foul, a little bit of a hand check. Number five, Jordan Ferney. But that's fourth foul here in the third quarter for Delta. Tipton yet to commit a foul. Works the ball in. Pounds to Jackson Money. Cast out, they'll give it up. Number three, Grady Carpenter. They're going to work it right side. Jackson Money behind the three-point line. Jackson Money going to dribble in. An opening, he's going to draw a foul. Look at that left-handed layup, reaching in there, going to help Jackson. Jackson's going to shoot two. The Will mentioned that foul whistled on Caden Bond. Caden Bond picks up his second foul in the ballgame. Puts Jackson Money at the strike, he'll shoot two. First shot on the way, rims around, wouldn't go. Next in the ballgame, we're going to see a substitution. Team number four for the Delta Eagles, Bronson Edwards. Caden Bond takes a breather. Jackson Money, second shot, good. Got the back end of a two-shot foul. 1-29, Blue Devils by two. In the front court with the basketball. The dribble, going to work around the perimeter. He'll bounce it back out top. That's 20, Jaden Ferney. They're working left side with the basketball. Jordan Ferney. Back to Jaden Ferney out top. They're working around the perimeter. The right corner right here, Jackson Ward. And right here, nailing the jump stop with him. Ferney. Ball shot, going to go off the balance. Off the rim, it wouldn't go. Rebound, Tipton. Grady Carpenter. Off the timeline with the basketball. Top. Nolan Swan. Spin move by the 14-footer. Got the bucket in the paint. Nolan Swan for two. 33-29, a four-point advantage for the Blue Devils. 38 on the game clock. Third quarter. Looking it in the front court. Back in the ball game, Damari Hood. He'll take the point there at the center circle. The ball back. He's working around the perimeter. Caden Ferney. We're going to back out top. Going to dribble in. Outside the paint. Going to kick it back out. There's going to be an offensive foul. To the pass. Caden Ferney lands in the lap of Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan sets up for the charge. And they'll walk the distance. And they'll shoot. I'll tell you what. That's a player control foul. No foul shots will be taken. Ball brought in from the backcourt, Nolan Swan. Across the timeline at a trot pace is Ryan Tracy. And Tracy going to bounce it. He's going to work it left. Inside Jackson Money will screen off Brady Carpenter. Carpenter being guarded there by Bronson Edwards. They'll dribble down low off the glass. 2-point bucket, Ryan Tracy. Another assist to Brady Carpenter. Tipping it from the backside, Jackson Money tips it out of bounds. The Eagles going to bring it in from half court in front of the scores bench. Ball brought in at number 10, Johnny Manor. Back out to Johnny Manor. He'll dribble to the left side. Drive the baseline. Pick up the block there. And right there is Ryan Tracy. They'll bring the ball back out. Towards skip pass, Johnny Manor. Johnny Manor, the point guard, working against him. And asking money as he moves his zone. Johnny Manor going to work at the left side. Off in a hurry. That was Jordan Ferney looking for a 3-point shot from the corner. Johnny Manor moving the basketball around. Straight out top. Looking for a shot. Blue Devils moving their zone. Working at back pedal dribble. Johnny Manor works the left side. Shot available for Jordan Ferney. Ferney on the dribble. Sam Quigley moving his feet defensively. The back pedal dribble. He'll work his way back in. The dribble will bring it back out. Jordan Ferney. Devils crowd. Some good noise for the good defense and the offensive set here. Delta. Behind the back dribble, going to go baseline. Nolan Swan checks him off, and we're going to back around. We're going to back to Johnny Manor. the left side to the basketball, Jordan 30. Back out, Damari Hood straight away. The circle, Johnny Manning is going to take a shot. Can be blocked by Jackson Money. Jackson Money at 6 feet tall. Gets the most out of that frame. Toward baseline. Ryan Tracy to the corner. Jackson Money inside. They get it to Noah Swan. They'll work it down low. 2-point bucket. Power layup. Number 12, Ryan Tracy give the assist to Nolan Swan. 7-29. 8-point advantage for the Blue Devils. 1:26 on the game clock. Going to take a shot outside the paint by the 14-footer. Johnny Manor rims off. Down, kicked him. Devils in the front court. Blue Devils, back pedal dribble. That's number 3, Grady Carpenter. Carpenter might want a clear out. They're going to tip away. They're going to be stolen right there top of the circle in the backcourt of Tipton. Or if you just stay in the front court, on the left side of the basketball. It's just the offense just slowing up just a bit. Delta Eagles. Number 5, Jordan Fernie. So there's Johnny Manor going to hit a 3-point shot that time. He's got the second. He has 2 shots. Go in. 56.8 left. Second timeout. 37-32. Blue Devils by 5. Mention this game is in part being brought to you by Arcadia Industrial Park and Self Storage. Store outdoor storage, flex storage. Check your investments, keep them safe. Boats, RVs, precious vehicles, etc. Reserve your space now. You can call them at 317-774-1800. That's 317-774-1800. Go to the website www.icsindiana.com. Arcadia Industrial Park and Self Storage. Blue Devils going to bring it in from the backcourt. Left of the bucket going to be brought in. Nolan Swan, Ryan Tracy going to dribble it to the timeline. Step to the timeline by Jackson Ward. The right side on the dribble now is Sam Quigley. The paint going to get rid of it. Got it to Jackson Money. 2 seconds left, third quarter. And Tracy to the basketball. Out top, they get it to Nolan Swan. He's cut off in a hurry by Damari Hood. Nolan Swan going to drive the lane. Floater good. About 8-foot floater for Nolan Swan. 9:32. Devils by 7. 5 seconds left. Third quarter. Working it out top, Johnny Ward. Working back and forth. Johnny Ward, center circle. The triple threat available. He'll hold the basketball. 14 seconds. Pass it left side. Jaden Fernie. Back to Johnny Ward. Now back to Fernie. 6 seconds left. Pajilda. Get to the corner. Damari Hood going to dribble. He's going to take a fadeaway jumper at the buzzer. And he's got the bucket. Damari Hood for 2. The end of 3 quarters of play. Hit the Blue Devils 39. The Delta Eagles 34. Also, making this game is in part being brought to you by Runyon Truck Store. In Truck Store, that's the place. Enhance your ride. Trucks, cars, SUVs, etc. Wheels, tires, chips, much, much more. Professional installations are always available. Every product sell. They sell a myriad of products. You need to choose from. Visit them at Runyon Truck Store. They're located 27857 McGunn Road, Atlanta, Indiana. We'll mention you can reach them by phone at 765-552-5130. That's 765-552-130. That's Runyon Truck Store, your place to fulfill all of your auto accessory needs. A little bit of Neil Diamond. Always good. I hope you can hear that. Sweet Caroline. Neil Diamond. I tell you what. This is a synonymous song across the nation. All the folks see this and it's pretty good. I appreciate that. They're going to bring the ball in half court. It's going to bring in alternate possession arrow. Belongs to the Blue Devils. It's going to be brought in by Nolan Swan. Get it into Grady Carpenter, he will. Somewhat guarded right there in the backcourt by Damari Hood. He'll work at left side, Jackson Money. Out top, Ryan Tracy. Works at right side, Grady Carpenter behind the arc. Picked up by Damari Hood. That may be a good matchup here in the fourth quarter. Gonna spin move, gonna go into paint. Gonna be a blocking foul. Shot off the glass, couldn't get the bucket. Steve Carpenter help him back up to his feet. Landon Spidell in the ball game wears number 21. Landon Spidell, a junior class member. And at the free throw line, Grady Carpenter. Carpenter will get two. First shot up and good. So we'll have one more shot, 40-34. Now 41-34. Going to be brought in from the backcourt. Johnny Ward going to cross the timeline at a dribble pace. To the left side, Caden Fernie. Back to Johnny Ward. Back out top, Damari Hood. Three-point shot. The way he got it. That's number 20, Caden Fernie. Elbow extended. 31-37. 7:22 on the game clock. Over to the right side of the basketball, Ryan Tracy. Out top, Jackson Money. Swan, he'll dribble the paint. Swan trying to pass the handle. He'll be tipped away, picked up, and saved from going out of bounds by Damari Hood. Go back the other direction. Basketball, Damari Hood in the corner. Pass it back out top to Fernie. Fernie's three-point shot is good. Jaden Fernie for two, the 41. These contest, Blue Devils by one. The timeline in the front court, and Coach Cliff Hawkins wants to call a timeout. Let me take a full 60-second timeout. The Blue Devils. And we'll mention this game is also, in part, brought to you by the Floor Store. Floor Store at the east edge of Tipton. Stop by, look around. Their showroom may leave you speechless. You can find, and we'll mention, shopping online isn't really necessary. Excellence is required. They are just east of State Road 28, just beyond the car dealership, at 1003 East Jefferson Street. Yes, Jefferson Street and State Road 28. Same road, a different name, Tipton, Indiana. That's Blue Devil Country. Even Carolyn Swan, we'll mention, lend a hand when they can. They'll also support your choices along with your decisions. They also support the hometown kids wearing the blue and white. That's the Floor Store, 1003 Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 765-675-230. So little Van Halen is also good. Bring the ball in. Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball across the timeline is Grady Carpenter. Gets to M. Quigley. Jackson Munninger. See the ball get here momentarily. As we work around, Nolan Swan. To the right side, Sam Quigley. Quigley, right elbow, to pass it back out, Grady Carpenter. Screen off, and Grady Carpenter with the basketball. He'll pick it up. And it's going to be, and it's going to be stolen in the, slightly in the front court by Damari Hood. Work at baseline. Then a whistle foul. His foul's going to be whistled on 21, Landon Spidell. Spidell is going to pick up his first foul in the ballgame. Ballgame now is number 23, Jackson Money. Taking a breather is 21. And it's Spidell. Going to bring it in. They'll toss it to the backcourt. Baseball pass. The backcourt to Johnny Ward. The timeline and the dribble pace. The right side, Damari Wood. Damari Hood, and we'll mention the back out top. Number 20, Fernie. Right side back to Fernie. Defensive converges. Blue Devils going to be a long three-point shot. Caden. Oh, shot with the goal. The rebound putback was good. For one, Damari Hood for two. Delta Eagles go up by one. 42-41. On the dribble, Nolan Swan. Take it outside to Payne. Three-point shot on the way. Rimmed out. Wouldn't go. Rebound fought for. Picked up there by Johnny Ward. Johnny Ward's going back the other direction. It's to the front court, Damari Hood. Back to Ward, they're working around the perimeter. Keaton Bond through the leg, he'll backpedal dribble, give it back to point guard. Number 10, Johnny Manor, and he'll hold the basketball. He'll sit left side, three-point shot in the air, got it. Keaton Bond for three. 35-41, Delta by four. Across the timeline on the dribble, to Carpenter. They're going to pass it to the opposite court. And Art, Tracy Money. Looking back around, Grady Carpenter on the dribble. Grady Carpenter and Damari Hood going at it right there. They're going to call a foul. Call a foul, and it's going to be whistled. Delta. I'm going to whistle this foul on Damari Hood. Damari Hood picks up foul number 3 in the contest. He brought in side court, Nolan Swan. And Jackson Money, the center circle. The approach, you're going to go work against Ward. You're going to go into paint. He got the bucket. He'll shoot 2. Whistle this foul on Delta. Johnny Manor going to get the foul, and he'll pick up his 4th in the ballgame. Jackson Money at the free throw stripe. 4:58 left here in the 4th quarter. First shot on the way. Jackson got the first. 5:42. Let's give one more shot. Jackson Money. Free throw line and a rim around and fall in. Got 2 at the stripe. 45-43. 2-point advantage for Delta. Crossing the timeline with the basketball. The dribble, working out top. Johnny Manor, we're going to get him as Jackson Money. Working inside the arc. Ball's in the hands of Jackson Ward. Jackson Ward's outside the paint, trying to back down Tracy. We're going to call a foul. We're going to call a traveling violation as he backs his way in. And Ryan Tracy playing defense. And there might have been a little extracurricular here. Not quite sure. 45-43. And that's going to be, they're going to call a technical foul. Technical foul. It's going to be 2 shots. Blue Devils going to go to the foul stripe with Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan will have 2. First shot on the way. Good. 45-44. 40 left here in the 4th quarter. Second shot also good. Nolan Swan got both of them, 45-45. Ball game is tied, 4:40 left. Blue Devils will get the ball out of bounds. The bench is going to ask a question. Buzz Horn and them. Question is answered by one of the officials. They bring the ball in from head court right here in the middle, half court. Swan brings it in to Ryan Tracy. Tracy crossing the timeline. They'll work it right side against Grady Carpenter. Tipped away and he's tipped loose by Damari Hood. Damari Hood goes back the other direction. Right-handed layup off the glass. Good. They're going to call timeout. Timeout, Delta Eagles. The Eagles call timeout, talk this over. And we'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Noblesville Trophies. Noblesville Trophies, you can shop them online or at NoblesvilleTrophies.com. Stop in, if only to visit. Here you can browse around 1720 South 10th Street. Noblesville, Indiana, trophy, boards, and plaques. Fast turnaround, prices are low, so low you'll want to be a repeat customer. So Trophy, 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Dial them up at 317-773-391. And that's 317-773-7391. For online, NoblesvilleTrophies.com. So they played some Europe right here. They're playing the final countdown. I think there's 4:27 left here in the 4th quarter. We think so. We'll see if it takes more than that. These teams, 4 wins, 0 losses on the season. Been looking forward to this game for a little while now. Going to be brought in from the backcourt. Going to be brought in by 23, Jackson Money. Jackson Money going to toss it in. Pressure in the backcourt. Jackson Money gets the ball back from Ryan Tracy. Jackson Money will dribble across the timeline. Low dribble working against Johnny, right here, Johnny Ward. Working back around Johnny Manor. They're working back outside, inside the arc. Ball's going to go out of bounds. It's going to be the last touch by the Blue Devils. They go out of bounds. They'll bring the ball in from the backcourt. Maury Hood on the dribble. Pace to the timeline. Johnny Manor on the dribble. He'll work at left side. Johnny Manor back out top with the basketball. 23, Jackson Wars. Johnny Manor with the basketball. 3:53 on the game clock. 37:45. Delta by 2. Working it top of the basketball. Center circle. That's number 1, Damari Hood. The Carpenter still guarding Damari Hood, man to man. The left side of the basketball, that's three. Caden Bond out top, working around Johnny Manor. They're working back around the perimeter. The back pedal dribble. Jaden Furness. Jaden Furness looking for a screen. No screen set. Bringing around the perimeter. Jackson Money going to guard the basketball. It's Johnny Manor. They're working down low. Spin move into paint. Shot wouldn't go. It's going to be committed by Ryan Tracy. Right here in the paint. Ryan Tracy, the first to reach down and pick him back up off the surface. 3:21 on the game clock. Two shot foul going to be whistled here. Foul's going to be whistled on Ryan Tracy. Team fouls here in the fourth quarter. It's in the Blue Devils. They have two accumulative. And we'll mention the Delta Eagles. They have four. Free throw line, 23. Jackson Ward. First shot up and good. 48-45. To by three. Johnny Ward's back at the stripe. Shooting 67%. The shot also good. 49-45. Carpenter going to bring it to the timeline. Going to be a set up a screen there. Walk around and working back there. Grady Carpenter gets to Noah Swan. Noah Swan on the dribble out top. Up there by Caden Bond. Noah Swan's spin move in the paint. Turnaround jumper. Swan off the glass wouldn't go. Foul on the rebound stage right there. It's going to be whistled on Tipton. Fighting hard for the board. They're going to whistle this foul. Number five, Sam Quigley. He has one. To the sideline, Johnny Manor on the dribble. Working to the left side. Abuse a screen from Damari Hood. Going to call him a foul in the front court. They're going to whistle this on Nolan Swan. Swan trying to come up with the steal. They come up with the basketball. They whistle a foul on Nolan Swan. He's going to bring it to the backcourt. Johnny Manor on the dribble. Picked up there. Full court by Jackson Money. Work the right side with the basketball. That's Caden Bond on the dribble. Picked up there by Sam Quigley. They're right side around the perimeter. Johnny Manor out top. Caden Bond. The right side with the basketball. He'll dribble around. Fernie's going to go in the paint. He's kicking back outside. Across the lane. Caden Bond. He'll bring it back out top. Get it to the point guard, Johnny Manor. Find the arc on the drill, picking him up. Tracy, they'll switch off. Steve Carpenter going around baseline to bring the ball back out. 2 minutes, 15 seconds left in the fourth quarter. 49-45, Delta by four on the dribble. Johnny Manor, elbow, left side on the dribble. Baseline, they go off the glass. Shot wouldn't go. Rebound, Damari Hood. They're back out, they'll reset the offense. That shot down low, taken. 23, Jackson Waters. Comes with the basketball and moving around the perimeter. Pulling shot in the air, short off the mark. Ready to go. Rebound. Steve Carpenter. Shot taken by 20. Hit out top. 3-point shot off the rim. Wouldn't go. Rims out. Nolan Swan. The other direction. Lose the foot. Basketball right there. Picked up. Jackson Money. On the steal. They'll get it back to Grady Carpenter. Going to call timeout. Coach Cliff Hawkins going to pull a timeout. Ball was in the backcourt. 1:32 left in the quarter. And we'll mention this game is also in part brought to you. And Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21. Real estate agent, real estate broker. They're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent. Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20 plus years experience serving people with the utmost professionalism. Mention to you, contact Lisa Stokes Bear by phone at 317-513-4086. 317-513-086. It's going to be brought in. Side court going to be brought in by Jackson Money. Three-quarter court, 28 feet off the baseline. Bring it in, Jackson Money, Grady Carpenter. Carpenter going to dribble across the timeline at a drop pace. The right side, Sam Quigley. Quigley works it out top and works it over Swan. Swan to get the ball back from Grady. 3-point shot outside the arc. 3-point shot is good. Bellwin Swan, 49-48. Okay, by one. 1 minute, 11 seconds left in the fourth quarter. across the timeline, or just on the backcourt. You can get across with a dribble. Johnny Manor works at left side. Peyton Fernie works at right side, baseline. Caden the ball around. Caden is working the back end. They're going to the corner. They'll bring it back out. See, with the basketball. Guarded by Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan going to reach in. Commit the foul. He's going to find out how many fouls he has. Nolan Swan going to pick up the third foul here in the ball game. He checks with the bench just to make sure. And at the free throw line, going to shoot two. Delta Eagles got the first. At the strike is number 20, Jaden Fernie. Jaden Fernie going to get one more. 50-48. So by two, 47.8 seconds left. Fourth quarter. It shot up and rims out, wouldn't go. Chipped away, it's going to be picked up in the front court by Delta. That was Fernie, got the rebound, went back up. Fernie's going to get two shots again. And Tracy going to pick up the personal foul. He's got two in the ballgame. The shooting situation the rest of the way, foul situation. Shot is good. Jaden Fernie. He won 48. 42.7 seconds left. We're in the fourth quarter. Free throw line is Fernie. Second shot up and good. 42.7 seconds left. Timeout Delta. Delta wants to talk this over, set up their defense. And we'll also mention, game is in parts. Brought to you by Floor Store. That's the Floor Store at the edge of Tipton. Floor Store at the edge of Tipton. Their showroom may be these features. You may find shopping online isn't really necessary when excellence is required. They are just east of State Road 28, just beyond the car dealership. The Floor Store, find them, 1003 Jefferson Street, 675-3230. 675-3230. Say welcome to the junk right here with a loud rock and roll. They're bringing it to the backcourt. Blue Devils. Ryan Tracy, Grady Carpenter. Carpenter crosses the timeline. Works to the left side. Nolan Swan. He'll pop a shot. 14-footer. Looking for a foul. No foul called. He rebounded right there by the Delta Eagles. 32 seconds left. 52-48. Up the timeline. That's Fernie. Working bounce pass down low. Reverse layup. Ready to go. Rebound. Sam Quigley. 20 seconds left. Backcourt. Nolan Swan on the dribble. Against Damari Hood. He's going to dribble in. He's over the lane. He'll pitch it off. Dish it off. There'll be a blocking foul called. Nolan Swan. I wanted to shoot, but he handed off right there to Ryan Tracy. And he's going to absorb blocking foul. So Nolan Swan's going to shoot two. 14.2 seconds left. 52-48. Shot is good. Nolan Swan. 14.2, 52-49. Second shot, and good. 52-50. 14.2, ball's brought in the backcourt. Blue Devils steal it, and Grady Carpenter comes up with a two-point bucket at the baseline. The ball game is 52. Up pass. Pass goes out of bounds. The clock may have ran just a bit. Official, all over it. Official, one of the officials was all over that time clock. All went out of bounds, and they're going to play right here. They're going to figure out. There's a couple of more seconds. They put it on 2.1. They put it at 2.1. It was in right around 1 second, maybe a 1.38, something like that. And they're going to be a timeout on the floor. A 60-second timeout. And they're going to work it right there. Timeout on the floor, and we'll mention. Game is in part brought to you by Runyon Truck Store. Runyon Truck Store, the place to enhance your ride. Trucks, cars, QBs, etc. Wheels, tires, kits, much, much more. Professional installations are always available. Every product they sell. myriad of products for you to choose from. Visit them at Runyon Truck Store, located at 27857 Begun Road, Atlanta, Indiana. You can dial them up, 765-852-8130. That's 765-552-8130. Runyon Truck Store. Get ready to toss the ball in. 2.1 seconds left, fourth quarter. 52-52. Gonna bring it in from the backcourt. The Carpenter gonna be inbound. She'll let you know he can roam the side court right there. It's just gonna be a long shot at the buzzer. Gonna get it away. It's on the way. It's short off the mark. Left of the bucket. Of course, shot off balance. The defense was good. And for Swan to get it to go. We'll go to extras. To a overtime. This first overtime could be half of a quarter. 4 minutes on the game clock. Blue Devils, the Eagles going to overtime here today. We'll also mention Arcadia Industrial Park and Self Storage. Door outdoor storage. Flex storage. Protect your investments. Keep them safe. Boats, RVs, precious vehicles, etc. Reserve your space now. You can call them at 317-774-1800. And that number is 317-774-1800. Or you can go to the website, www.aipsindiana.com. AIPSindiana.com. Acadia Industrial Park and Self Storage. They are conveniently located corner of Howard Avenue and Olive Street, Arcadia. Mission. And they're jumping up once again. They're started out like it's a brand new game. It basically is, but this is the first overtime. He jumped up right there, Damari Hood, Grady Carpenter. Blow the whistle, here comes the toss. Toss is perfectly, this time it can be controlled by the Delta Eagles. Backcourt, going to bring across the timeline. Connie Manor wears number 10. Right side with the basketball, Jaden 30. Looking on around the perimeter. That's number 3, Caden Bond. Baseline, kick it back out. Damari Hood moves it around the perimeter, working left to right to left on the dribble. 3-point shot in the air. Rims out, wouldn't go. Ball's loose on the rebound. Jackson Money can handle it by Grady Carpenter. To the front court. Grady Carpenter on the dribble. Bring it back out top. That's Jackson Money. He'll work it right side. Ryan Tracy and Nolan Swan going at it somewhat. 23 Jackson Ward. Bring the paint. Going to dribble in and take a floater. 2-point shot good. That's Nolan Swan. Got an 8-footer. 2-point bucket. 54-52. Blue Devils by 2. The dribble in the front court. Dribble is Johnny Manor. The handle. Might have got away with a double dribble there. Double skin. Full whistle back out top. Ball's in the hands of Caden. On, they're working around the perimeter, right side, Jackson Money guarding the basketball. Johnny Manor now working on the left side. Damari Hood, they're working it back around. Gonna be a traveling violation. Damari Hood, first step to the bucket, didn't earn the dribble. 54-52. 47 on the game clock. So, Fernie back in the ballgame. Back in the ballgame, that's Jaden Fernie. Timeline on the dribble, Nolan Swan. Top back pedal dribble, working against him. Bond, working the left side. Going to pick up a screen. Ryan Tracy, he'll screen. Way, and he'll pass from Nolan Swan. Going to hold the basketball deep in the front court from the scores bench. And on the dribble, Nolan Swan, working against him. It's Caden. Caden Bond, now back to Jackson Money. Jackson Money with the basketball. Now Johnny Manor with the defense. The basketball once again is Nolan Swan on the dribble. Put it down there. We go left, right side of the bucket. He'll find Ryan Tracy for 2. 6-52. Doubles by 4. 1:55 left here. The overtime. The right side of the basketball. Lost the handle. Bond. Caden Bond picks up his own ball there. And they're going to whistle a foul. Whistle a foul on the floor. Caden Bond lost the handle. Went down after it. sitting on the floor or picked up the basketball, and it's going to be a reach-in call on the Blue Devils. So they're going to whistle this foul on Graydon Carpenter. They're going to pick up their second foul in the ball game. He's, as mentioned, he accumulates five fouls, shooting a quarter. They'll shoot two when the five fouls show up. But the free throw line, Caden Bond, 56-52. It's going to take a breather in the ball game. It's going to be Sam Quigley. Quigley wipes some blood off that left elbow. Sam Quigley. And they're going to give him a little bit of time here to get this taken care of. On hand right here. We're going to work on this. And Muncie Central. And they're wanting to play basketball on the Delta Eagle side. And Coach Cliff Hawkins is going to accommodate them. They're going to put in the game. They put back in the game, number 21. And that's Landon Spidell. And Quigley will set down. He's got to surround that elbow. Shot is good. Caden Bond. Caden Bond got the first. It's 56-3. Devils by three. Caden Bond will have one more. A shot also good. 47 left. 2-point ball game. Blue Devils 56. And the Eagles 54. Across the timeline with the basketball. Nolan Swan. There in the front court. Caden Bond. Nolan Swan moves around the perimeter. Now out top, Jackson Money. Center circle, working against Tommy Manor. They'll work it back to Nolan Swan. Swan with the basketball. 25 left. Fourth quarter, get to Ryan Tracy. Outside the arc, they'll get it back to Jackson Money. And there's going to be a foul committed. It was close to intentional. One of the officials let Caden Bond know, hey, you got to be a little lighter with that foul. The free throw line is going to be Jackson Money. Shoot two. First shot up and good. 121 left. Fourth quarter. Landon Spidell will take a breather. It's median fives all the way around. And Sam Quigley back in the ballgame. Free throw line, Jackson Money. His shot also good. 58-54. To the front court, Johnny. The Manor. He'll dish off. Oh, that was an over back. No establishment. Works the left side off the glass. Got the bucket. Credit the bucket. Delta Eagles, number 23, Jackson Wars. There'll be a timeout called by Delta Eagles coach right here, Mark Detweiler. And they're going to take a full 60-second timeout. And we'll also mention, game is in part being brought to you by AGM Auto, LLC. If you're looking for that good mechanic, no further. GM Auto can be that good mechanic you're looking for. Along with your new tires, Fleet can tune up your routine oil changes to extend longevity of your automobile. It's at AGM Auto. They welcome you, AGM Auto. They are now located just west of Arcadia, 6660, 266 Street. Open daily, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. GM Auto, they also restore classic cars and trucks. You can find them by telephone, 317-984-5283. That's 317-984-5283. They'll be brought in. Baseline, Blue Devils. Court pressure. Pressure backcourt. Noah Swan on the dribble. Looking for a foul hit here to the front court. Jackson Money. That's your Grady Carpenter. Jackson Money now to Noah Swan. He's in the front court. Damari Hood is going to give up a foul to stop the clock. 101 left here in the overtime. 58-56. Damari Hood picks up for four in the contest. Shot up and good. For Swan, we'll have one more. 59-56. Shot up 50-60. To 56 to the front court. Quick movement. Johnny Tanner gets it up ahead. Caden Bond will get a quick layup right in the layup. Good. 50 seconds left. Jackson Money. Deep pass off the glass. He'll take the bucket. 4-point advantage. 62-58. 42 seconds left. Side the arc. 3-point shot. Good. Mari Hood. Mari Hood, right elbow extended, hits the three. Quick timeout for the Delta Eagles. And if set down, it's going to be a 60-second timeout. We'll mention this game is also part B brought to you by Hope Jewelers. Jewelers Tipton. Precious times are made for precious moments. Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold and silver, etc. Stop in and visit Jewelers in downtown Tipton. To the Diana Theater, 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. Reach them by phone at 765-759720. And that's 765-759720. That's Hope Jewelers. Open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30. They're open Saturday, 9:30 to 2. Jewelers in Tipton. They're going to bring the ball in. The baseline. Blue Devils going to toss it in. They're going to toss it in. Ride the bucket on the baseline. The Carpenter. Turn the backcourt. Stand to Noah Swan. Swan, loosely guarded. He'll pass the cross court. Backcourt, Grady Carpenter. They'll foul Grady. Giving up a foul right there is Jackson Ward. Jackson Ward, 23, gives up his first foul in the contest. Grady Carpenter going to shoot two. 62-61. 32.7 seconds left. First shot rims around and fell in. 63-61. Grady Carpenter. The shot scored off the rim. When it goes, Amari Hood. Rebound. Take it to the timeline. 27 seconds left. The dribble, center circle. Connie Tanner, he'll work it left side on a bounce pass. Amari Hood, he'll work his way in, kick it back out. 3-point shot in the air. Rims out. 3-point land, rebound, Katie Bond. Took it back underneath. Going to be a blocked shot by Grady Carpenter. Comes up in the hands of Ryan Tracy. Grady Carpenter pass to number 11. That's Nolan Swan. And Nolan Swan is going to absorb a foul in the backcourt. 5 seconds left on the game clock. Foul's going to be whistled. Delta Eagle number 5, Jordan Fernie. He has 2 in the contest. Swan at the free throw line. Shot is good. 4-61. Nolan Swan, the only devil on the lane. Second shot, also good. He'll be brought in. Johnny Tanner. 3-point shot at the buzzer. Rims out. That was Fernie. A shot taken by Jordan Fernie. And that's going to complete the ball game. 32 minutes plus 4. Take overtime. Pretty good game right here at Muncie, Indiana tonight. No score. It's going to be the Tipton Blue Devils, 65. Delta Eagles, 61. We do thank you for tuning in. And we'll miss you. Shame on your agenda for the Tipton Blue Devils. The Blue Devils play next Saturday, December 16th. It'll be an afternoon game. Be a home game at Tipton, 30 for the JV, 4 o'clock for the varsity. Covenant Christian will be at Tipton. We'll also mention Delta Eagles. Delta Eagles, their next game on the agenda, according to johnherald.net. Herald.net, what a website. This week, it'll be Friday, December 15th. Clock for the JV, 7:30 for the varsity. Delta Eagles be at Jay County to do battle with the Patriots. We'll mention, until next time, we thank you for tuning in. And no matter if you're home or away, you're doing the teaching and the learning. Don't let him go. The fire burns.
And we'd like to thank all of our sponsors and the Lucky Sponsors for coming out. We've got a lot of things that we need to do. And quick to hear it was Coach Cliff Hawkins. I can watch Hoosier Hysteria.
But definitely was Hoosier Hysteria tonight. And be down four with 14 seconds left to convert the basket, get into our press, free throws like it was, and get into our press. Outstanding, got us into overtime. And, you know, the kids really played hard game tonight for us because we haven't seen that kind of defense and speed. And Delta's so well coached and nice club.
I imagine the Delta coach would say the same about you, sir. And I've got to admit, that's probably the most intimidating type of game you've had thus far.
I mean, intimidating, but, you know, it's a tough one. And, but really did play. They're really one of the best in their division and going to be one of the best in ours.
That is 2A number 4 defeated 3A number 4. That's a good outcome.
You know, our schedule sets us up that way. You know, so far we've played 4 3As and 1 single A. We've yet to have a 2A game, and really proud of our kids' commitment to these last weekends, but particularly tonight. This is something they truly wanted to do, and I give a lot of credit to all of our players, but Nolan Swan, phenomenal tonight. The referee came over during the game, and he goes, "That kid's tough can be, isn't he?" And I said, "Yeah, he's really tough. He really wants to win."
Okay.